Blog Talk Radio.
Well, greetings and salutations, everyone. This is Nate, the producer, and today we are having Cindy on, but it looks like she may be running into some difficulties. And this is the Spirit Seeker Hour, and I see that she's on the air now, and I'm going to bring her up live. Cindy, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, sweetie.
Hello.
So our show has started.
It's a little early.
Okay.
Every clock in my house is different. So here I am. Are we ready to go live?
We are already live. I've already introduced you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hello, everyone. This is Cindy Meyer. And every clock in my house is different. So here we go. I have 7:01. And, Nate, thanks for introducing me. Okay. And tonight I'm going to have a guest, Suzanne Lennox, who will be joining us momentarily. So let me just give you an overview of tonight. We will be talking about the astrology. Of what is going on right now. We just had a new moon in Leo, and Suzanne Lennox co-authored the new moon full moon book with Beatrix Quintana, and I have studied with Beatrix Quintana and been her friend for, I don't know, probably 15 to 17 years now, and as long as I've known Beatrix, she has done the moon book. So we'll be talking quite a lot about how to manifest with the moon cycles, how to work with the astrology of what is going on, what it means to have a new moon, what it means to have a full moon. And, you know, really, I know the new moon, full moon, but Susan Lennox knows all of it. And so she will be answering all of your questions astrology-wise. Now, my gifts fall in the range of what do I call myself? I'm an intuitive life coach who combines all of my intuitive gifts. I'm clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, and claircognizant. I have these gifts where I just see, hear, and just know things. And I'm also trained in feng shui. So sometimes the guides will give me a feng shui answer. Sometimes they'll give me words. Sometimes I see pictures. And I don't promote myself as a medium, but when asked, can I make contact with someone on the other side, sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. More often than not, I'll get words or messages in that way. And then the other thing that I am known for is I do space clearings long distance. So what that means is I'm trained in dowsing and I'm trained in space clearing techniques. I do feng shui consultations long distance. All I have to do is have you fax or email me your floor plan and the pictures. You know, you just take your digital camera, take pictures, and then I'm able to work with your space. And now that I've studied dowsing with Raymond Grace, I've studied dowsing with other people, but now I'm actually able to clear and do long distance healing work through the art of dowsing. I'm a Reiki master, all kinds of other stuff, but la, enough. We can, you know, you'll just hear that as we go tonight. Now, Nate, just let me know when Suzanne gets on the call, if you would. And then I want to give you a couple of websites. Susan Lennox is SuzanneLennox.com. And then Spirit Seekers is SpiritSeeker.com. And when you get there, you'll see my picture in the middle, and you just click on there, and that will take you to the CindyMeyer.com. Okay, so let's just talk just a little bit before Suzanne gets here about what you can do with a new moon. And a new moon is when it's that little tiny sliver up in the sky, and New moon is when we say to the universe what it is that we want to manifest or bring into our lives. And the new moon was 24 hours ago, just about at 8:08 p.m. And you have, I'll ask Suzanne for sure, but normally there's like a 24 to 48-hour window, if I understand this correctly, where even if you didn't do your new moon intentions last night I was driving back from Chicago and in the car with two children and, you know, had a six-hour drive after being really busy for 48 hours. And so when I got home last night, it was just like, no, I can't do my new moon intentions. I'm not clear enough. I knew I was really tired. So tonight, after our call and after I get everything settled in my home, I will be doing my new moon intentions. And so, as I said, new moon is when it's saying, I want this newness in my life. These are the things that I want to bring in. When we have full moons, it's when we say what we want to let go of. So full moon, you can always remember new moon, full moon, just in that respect. But where we're going to fine-tune it, and Suzanne's going to help us tonight, is when we work with the astrology of what the new moon is in or what the full moon is in, then we can be even more precise in our manifesting.
Susan? Now, is here.
Oh, good. Okay, so Susan, hi. Welcome to the call tonight.
I'm not Susan. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Are you a caller with a question?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's great. What is your name, caller?
Yvette. That was pretty great.
That doesn't sound anything like Susan.
That is funny. Well, Yvette, how may I help you tonight?
You're a clairvoyant or medium, right, or psychic?
I'm a clairvoyant, and I have
perfect
gifts. Yeah, so you can ask any questions, and I will help in any way that I can.
I have two questions. First
okay,
question
start,
is, okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Are they related to each other, or?
They're actually not.
Okay, let me hear number one.
Okay, number one is, I had a huge energy clearing last Tuesday, and I realize some of my blockages with relationships are actually coming up, and I see them pretty clearly, and they're very subtle.
Uh-huh.
And I guess, I don't know what the question is, but I noticed that and wanted to know, I guess, what spirit had with me in regards to the relationships coming into my life thus forward. And because I want the one. And I know that I've been working really hard on that. Or I don't want to say really hard, but hard, you know, clearing myself to create that.
Right.
And so I just think it's interesting how the subtleties of me blocking it now, me like getting scared and retreating, like, oh, wow, it's really close, and oh, my God, I'm getting freaked out.
Right.
Really, so, really subtle, very subtle.
Uh-huh. So is that question one and two? It sounds
no,
like
two
that
is separate.
Okay.
Two is really weird because several weeks ago I got a parking ticket, and I knew I could have disputed it, and I knew I probably would have won, and I kind of did a soft dispute where I called it in, and that kind of just denied the dispute. If I wanted to dispute it more, I could have. I said, just forget about it. I'll just pay it. Now I got one today that is too huge not to dispute, and it's totally, like, not right. I took pictures, and I went down there, and I was like, okay, there is a theme going on here about, and I know it's wrong, especially, and for sure this one, I went down there, and sometimes I think they want me to go down there because I'm going to meet my man, but or something, you know, something crazy like that. But
well, several things.
Okay.
the first thing that I'm getting is that you really need to pay attention to signs. You're being stopped. The universe is slowing you down. The universe is saying, okay, Yvette, you're not going to get it. We'll just slow you down. Okay, you want to ignore this. You want to just say, okay, I'll just pay it. You know, even though I know I was in the right, even though I know I could debate this. And part of it is you're really becoming aware of the energetics of what it takes for you to fight things. And I want you to hear those words, fight things. And so you're on the right track with looking at the energy drains or positivity. And even with saying, well, I wonder if I'm going to meet the guy when I go down to pay the ticket. I wonder if that's what this is about. I wonder if I have to go to court to meet the guy. In a way, that's good thinking, but in a way, it's kind of crazy making. Because
it is crazy making.
I know. I mean, that's what I'm hearing, is that it's crazy making. So you have some cycles in your life right now, totally ending some cycles. And with ending cycles comes newness. So it's perfect that you're calling tonight, within the 24 hours of the new moon, and it's time to talk shop with the universe. okay, universe, you're slowing me down. You're conking me on the head. I didn't get it the first time, so I've attracted this experience again. Okay, so what am I resisting? What am I not getting? Why am I contracting? Why am I going into fear? And it's all about energy.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is all about energy. So, my dear, what is it that you really want? And there's a part of you that wants it so bad. You can taste it. You can feel it. You can... You've actually seen what this guy looks like.
I've had him in my dreams. I don't know exactly how he looks, but
you've got it. You've got the whole shadow. You'll recognize him when you meet him.
We've had encounters.
Right. But right now, you need to surround yourself totally with positive people and be the most positive you could possibly be. And in order to do that, I see a big broom sweeping away cobwebs. I see a big broom just sweeping away a lot of things. And you can't sweep this ticket away. It has to be dealt with. This ticket is so symbolic of the order and law of the universe. And it's like the first one, you're like, whatever. I'll just pay it. Second one, well, this one's too big to pay. So how am I going to deal with it? And how you're going to deal with it is with grace.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, more than ever, it's across the board. You know, I just heard of someone who rarely ever even drinks, who wound up getting a DWI, and she had to go to court. And when she went to court, she thought her story was terrible until she heard all these other stories. One person paid $4,000 to a lawyer. One paid $10,000 to a lawyer. And they all, it was like the judge says, well, you obviously didn't pick a good lawyer because guess what? You're going to this and you're going to that. And the whole experience for her was the universe needed to slow her down. So, and then she had a guy hitting on her in traffic court. And she says he was driving a Bentley, and then he came in with a pickup truck, and then he came in with, you know. And I said, and is this really the kind of person you want to hang around with? And I said, the person who somehow is not getting their lessons in the universe either. So for you right now, you've got a really strong connection to spirit. You've got a really strong connection to animals. I don't know what it is with you and animals, but I just see you like... It's like almost like you can talk to animals without ever saying a word, and they know what you're saying.
Well, it's funny you would say that, because I'm going to be honest. I actually have huge allergies to cats and dogs. But my sister has a dog, and I empathically picked up on the dog yesterday, and I was I had a visceral feeling about the dog. I know, like, when I'm connected to something or someone, I will have that emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if that dog is
The dog's here to show you about loyalty and fidelity, and the deep loyal. So here's loyalty. Here's the deal with the new moon in Leo, which is what we just experienced. New moon in Leo is all about being seen, being clear on what it is, how we want to be perceived, and it's all about love and loving ourselves in new and different ways. And I pulled a card, and it's all about nurturing yourself. The more you nurture you, the more you love and honor you, the more others are going to love and honor you as well. And you're getting signs. The universe is just saying to you, okay, pay attention. You ignored that one, and you didn't get it. So now we're going to give you another one. Now you get to use your voice and say, you know, this really wasn't the appropriate way this was handled. And so you're going to be using your throat chakra to speak. Now, the other thing, and that's the whole thing, is it's about a lot of the things with Leo is manifesting new creative ways of expressing yourself, looking at love, new ways of loving others, new ways of loving yourself. And when Suzanne comes on the call, she'll be able to, you know, help you a little more with this. But
and
really
she's
and truly,
here now.
Oh, you are. Oh, good. Okay, so Suzanne, I don't know how much you heard from our caller Yvette, but there she's had two traffic tickets. First one, she just said, okay, I'm just going to...
Actually, parking tickets. Thank God, not traffic.
Okay, parking.
Yeah.
Okay. But then she gets another parking ticket, and then and this is all in the middle, I might add, of saying to the universe, I'm ready for my divine partner to come in. But then once she realized that it's getting close, she contracted and went into fear. So can you explain, Ms. Suzanne, and I'll let you tell our listeners a little bit after this call about
yourself. It's probably the judge.
But Suzanne, with the energy of the new moon in Leo, wouldn't this be a good time, I mean, you know, with Yvette for learning to really get clear and express how she wants to be loved and et cetera? I mean, it just feels to me like she's attracting all this to be seen and use her voice. But let's hear what you have to say, if you don't mind jumping in.
No problem at all. Hi, Yvette. How are you?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, you know, one of the things about Leo is a fixed sign. Right? There are four fixed signs, and Leo is one of them. And one of the things about getting a parking ticket right is that's a very fixed position, right? And the universe is saying, you're a little bit too fixed here. You're parked in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things about the new moon in Leo is Leo moves. It's fixed, but it moves from the heart.
Okay.
And so one of the things that the, okay, so the universe is saying, move along, you're parked in the wrong place. I'd have to look at some of the other things in your chart. But one of the things we know about this full moon, or this new moon, is the heart energy in Leo is not so much affected by the grand cross that's happening. Leo is outside that cross that's in the cardinal signs. But what is opposite the Leo in this new moon is Jupiter and Uranus. So the fixedness of Leo is being forced to move along, just like your ticket was telling you.
Okay.
Move along, and move along from your heart. So
okay.
One of the things about moving along from your heart is, yes, get in touch with your throat center, which is expressing yourself, but also make that connection between the heart and the throat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, Leo is all about using the will and about love, and it's about fun. So if you're stuck and you're not having fun, this is where you go to your heart and you move along from there. I don't know if that helps any. I didn't hear
your
whole story. Well, great. You know, Leo is also about romance. So one of the things we want when we want romance is we want to have a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you're kind of serious and trying a little hard about getting this relationship you want. It's going to start with fun.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I am a fun person. I mean, right now, it's funny how it seemed like lately this seriousness has manifested in like a couple of weeks, like a week ago or something. It's kind of like this, and I think because I feel it's closed, and I feel like this layer of seriousness or this, maybe the layer of fear has just kind of cascaded over me, and it's like this week, and I'm like, I just noticed it.
Uh-huh.
In one way, it's kind of interesting. Kind of people are attracted to it, I notice.
The seriousness?
But, yeah.
Did you hear that laughter? Did you hear that fun?
Yes.
Well, this is part of that thing that we're not supposed to be taking personally that's going on right now. Saturn is absolutely opposite of Uranus and Jupiter. Jupiter is all about fun, and Uranus is all about excitement, and Saturn is and Venus and Mars are sitting right opposite the other side of it. So, yes, being serious right now could be attractive to people, but it's also that everybody's got this conflict going on right now about between how to be restrained, contained, and how to be fun and explosive and exciting. We're
mm-hmm.
working that out.
Okay.
Right? And you might be taking some of this personally.
Okay.
We're all going to be taking it personally.
Yeah. The last words here, you know, with all of this is, just being grateful. I know this sounds interesting, you know, like, what? Be grateful for the parking tickets. I mean, I think Suzanne was right on with, you know, it's showing you you're parked in the wrong spot. You're looking at life in a different way. Like, instead of finding the guy will find you. It's like
right.
the more you put your energy on loving who you are and looking at love in a different way. And it's kind of like what when Suzanne laughed when you're saying, I think people like my seriousness. And the laughter was just the total opposite. I mean, it's just that's that energy. That's what enlightenment means, is lightening
mm-hmm.
up and
mm-hmm.
having fun. And these people who are so serious with their meditating and, you know, it's not meditating to, like, lighten up, but meditating
right.
because I meditate for an hour every day.
Right.
You know, it's like, good luck, you know,
yeah.
good luck. That's not what it's about. So for you tonight, I would howl with the new moon and say, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to be with me, and I'm ready to share me with someone, you know, and just be light and airy with it. And, you know, the tickets are just showing you you're going on about it in probably a way that's just harder than it needs to be.
Okay. Thank you, thank you,
okay,
thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Any more questions, anything about my man?
You know what? I just see totally new romances coming, but right now it is time for you to lighten up. Lighten up.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, and
you
this is
welcome.
The new moon, and the new moon starts tonight?
It actually started
last
night.
The new moon started last
night. Oh, last night. Excellent.
Yeah.
So I can do a new moon ritual.
Absolutely. And make that, you know, in the moon book, we talk about using the energy of the moon, and this moon is all about love and romance.
I'm going to do it tonight.
Leo new moon. The Leo new moon is about romance. It's about fun. It's about creativity. So I'd sit down and do a great collage that's all full of images of the life that you want, because that's what you want to be doing, is making your list of what you want in your life with the new moon, especially around creativity, love, and fun.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah,
you ladies are great.
Stay on and listen.
I will.
We're going to have lots of tips. Okay.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So, Suzanne, official welcome to the call tonight.
So, thank you.
And thank you for jumping in. And I did mention that you are very gifted as an astrologer, and that you work with the co-authoring the New Moon book for 2010 with Beatrix Quintana. And I shared, you know, that I've worked with Beatrix for many years, and just, oh my gosh, so grateful for her knowledge. And so tonight, if you could, why don't you just share whatever you would like with the listeners, and then I thought we would talk about the new moon, because it's my understanding we can still work with it, even though we're right at 24 hours out from that almost. The new moon is still, that energy is still with us.
We're in the new moon until it moves to its next phase, which would
okay.
be the first crescent. So as long as we can really do all the new moon cycle things now, and it's a great thing to do. And, you know, I also want people to know that when the moon is on the increase, so you didn't get it right at the moment of the new moon. You're within the orb of that energy as long as the moon is growing, as long as she's increasing, she's taking our orders for perfection and what we want in our lives. So it's really using this time to put in what we want and to help within ourselves figure it out what would be the great thing that we want. And then it takes a while to manifest that. But this is the time, and we get plenty of it. It moves to the crescent in a couple days. It takes about 2.5 days for it to go through a sign, and it will be at the first crescent on Friday. So we've got between now and Friday to do all our new moon things.
Okay. And we will talk. So tonight, what we're going to do, we'll jump around a little bit, but the main thing is like you just learned, you know, about the different, we have the crescent moon, the first quarter moon, we have all the different phases of the moon, but you have until Friday to do new moon intentions. And each new moon, every new moon is in the zodiac sign. Your full moon can be different. So tonight we're talking about new moon. So new moon is always in the sign, the astrological sign. And then each sign has a different word that rules it. So like Aries is I am, Taurus is I have, and we are in Leo, and the words that rule Leo are I will.
You know, it's I will, and it's also I love and I create. Those are all good phrases that go with the Leo sun and moon. When you have a new moon, it means that the sun and the moon are traveling together. That same energy that's in the sun is being also given to us through the moon. So they're traveling together. They're both in that sign. So it means that the consciousness, that's the sun, and the unconscious, the moon, are in alignment. They're in the same place. They're working on the same issue. So in all old tradition, Leo is always given I will. And in the more modern works, people are looking at the other qualities of Leo that also are concerned with I love because it rules the heart, and I create because it really rules creativity. The Leo sign is really all about creativity. It rules our children, for instance. It's the house of children, something that we always connect with what we love and with what comes as a result of romance too.
Well,
so that's all in the Leo house: children, love, romance, fun, creativity, and will.
And you know, when I think of Leos, you know, today is my mother and stepfather's birthday. They were both August 10th Leos. You know, you can imagine I was a Cancer child being raised by these two Leos who loved to shine, and I'll tell you what, it was quite an interesting experience. I mean, my biological father was a Sagittarius, but he did not have as much effect on my life once I was after age 6. So it was really these August 10th Leos that raised me, and it was just funny watching them because they love to entertain. They love to go out. They love to, you know, be with their friends. They just, you know, they were always having fun. I mean, you know, I used to look at my parents and think, you know, my other friends' parents aren't like this. You know, my other friends' parents would be staying home on weekends. Oh, no, my parents went out every single weekend.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have that fiery quality. And also the thing that goes with Leo that we think about a lot in Leo is you know, the picture of the lion. We always have this lion, the king of the jungle, as the image we see for Leo. And it's important to understand that that kind of leadership that can go with it has to have kindness connected to it. You know, the best thing, you probably figured this out being a sensitive child of Leo's, that the best thing you could give them for their birthdays was to tell them that they were great, that you loved them.
Oh, yeah. You could see the sunshine just like literally beaming off of them, you know. I'm a good parent. I'm loved by my children.
That's right. That's the Leo. And sometimes you think maybe they're doing all that socializing so they can shine that light and also so they can get the reflection of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because typically, the Leo person is pretty insecure about their lovability.
That would be my mother. And so when I look at so I'm going to talk about your book that you have co-authored with Beatrix. And I've mentioned this book on the air many times, and I'm going to mention it again because I don't care if it's August. If you have not purchased this book, you still need to purchase it. And you can go to Beatrix.com, which is Beatrix.com, and you can order the book from Beatrix. And Suzanne, isn't that where you send everybody to, or do you have it on your website?
Yes, I think that's the best place to send them. We're working on a website for the book because it's, it may be a good place for people to find it, but definitely going to Beatrix's website is a great place to find the book. We're in the process right now of working on next year's moon book and looking at the pattern for next year, and I just want to let everybody know, take heart. Things get much better next year.
Oh, God. Well, 2009 was a hard year. So what is the general, when you say that, for our listeners, what is the general astrology of 2010? What is this year all about being a three-year?
Well, part of it is the three-year, but what I look at for this year is there are things happening in the sky that haven't happened, and there are some major changes in the slow-moving planet that affect generations of people. And so this year, you know, people have been talking about the 2012 big change. Well, the 2012 big change is being built upon the changes that are happening now. Actually, we're doing the hard work now, and the breakthrough comes in 2012. So what the biggest thing about this year is the configuration that we are right in the middle of, right now, with this moon. With this moon and through the summer, there's this incredible pattern that's being set up. We get the first exposure to it this summer. That's the Grand Cross. Next summer, we get another exposure to it, and in 2012, we have the final exposure of it. And this is with the slow-moving planets. We're working out as humanity a big issue that has to do with building a new world. We have the planet Pluto that's going into Capricorn. It hasn't been there since we've seen it, but it was in Pluto for the French and American Revolution. This is a revolutionary situation that we have. The world is really changing dramatically. Because we're in it, we don't know it so much, but people will look back at this time as a major change time. So there's a lot going on astrologically for all of us right now. Regardless of your sign, you're being affected by it because it's the slow-moving planets. And if we know where they are, we can use their energy to make our lives better instead of getting crushed by it.
Mm-hmm. So like Saturn is a very slow-moving planet.
Right. It's slow. It's not as slow as Pluto, Uranus, and Neptune, and Chiron, but it's very slow. It's more of it's in the moderate movement, and it's opposing its opposite twin. It's opposing Jupiter. Jupiter is about expansion. It's part of the Grand Cross. Jupiter is about expansion, and Saturn is about contraction. Saturn is about learning hard lessons and learning them well, and Jupiter is about just laughing your way through everything and knowing everything's going to be fine. Jupiter's the optimist, Saturn's the pessimist, and we're having to work that out. They're opposite each other.
Right. So the Grand Cross, wasn't that like the full moon in June? Isn't that when that really kind of came to its head?
Well, it came to one of its heads. It's going to have a few heads. It's going to be like the Hydra.
Okay. So now for the average listener who can't move, would you be kind enough, please, to explain this? Because, I mean, I bet, 8 different emails from every direction on that, and it was right with the full moon. We were doing a full moon releasing ceremony out of this boat with about 10 or 12 goddesses, you know, and then all that information came right as I was getting ready to facilitate that evening. So for our listeners, I you're the expert on this. I am a neophyte with this. What does this mean with this Grand Cross?
Okay. First of all, for somebody that is absolutely new to astrology is all about angles. It's like an alphabet. You have planets that describe a certain type of energy. They're placed in a portion of the zodiac that gives you the quality that that energy expresses through. And then they're all forming relationships with the other planets. And each time a relationship happens, it means that those energies have to be worked out in some way. If you could look at your personal astrological chart as like an idea that the divine mind had and didn't want to take the time to work the whole thing out. So it kind of laid out an equation of what that problem looked like. And that's an astrological chart of a person that lives and embodies that divine idea. Does that make some sense?
Well, it does. And then how long will this be affecting us?
Well, this particular Grand Cross, it'll affect us through into 2012.
That's what I thought. Okay, and then...
You can look at it two ways, okay? You can look at it as a cross, right? Because two of the planets are 180 degrees from one another. So you have two sets of planets that are 180 degrees. And then at 90 degrees from that, you have another group of planets that are 180 degrees from each other, and it looks exactly like a cross. It looks like you took a circle and divided it in half one way and in half the other way. That's the Grand Cross. That's one way to look at it, that it's dividing things up. But you can look at it another way, and you can imagine it that it's a square, right? Mm-hmm. You have one thing at one point, and then 90 degrees from that, you have another group, and then 90 degrees from that, another group, and 90 degrees from that, another group, right? It makes a perfect square. So if we can let our minds look at it as a square that is a very grounded building structure rather than a cross that divides things up, I think we'll be way better off. If we can look at it like building a temple, and if we can keep the center open instead of the point of conflict, which is, if we look at it as a cross, the center is a point of conflict. If we look at it as a square, the center becomes an open space that allows the light in. And it's very stable. A square is very stable.
Right, it's solid.
Yeah. So this... If we look at it that way, then we say, okay, we have a grand cross or a grand square that's being built. We're building a foundation at this point in time. And building a foundation takes a lot of work. You've got to dig in a little bit. You've got to put it under the surface. And some of these slow-moving planets like Pluto, which is part of this, it's going to dig in. It's going to get under the surface, and it's going to probably disturb a few people's lives. I don't know about you, but I feel like in the last year, my life has been somewhat disturbed.
Mine happened in 2006 to 2009. It was just like, okay, how much more can we shake it up? And, you know, the last few months, it's been different for me, you know, and this whole Leo energy of fun with your kids. I mean, last night I'm driving back from Chicago after 48 hours of nonstop fun. I mean, we were a little bit serious, but not really. I mean, we laughed and laughed. And, you know, and I forgot it was the new moon. I was thinking it was tonight. But, you know, I was watching the sunset, and I made my kids stop looking at their little iPhones and all this other stuff. I'm like, stop, stop, stop. Look at this sunset. Look at it. I said 8 minutes from the time the sun starts to set until it's finished. I said it's called the gloaming, and I said you watch. I said look at the clock. I said in 8 minutes the sun will be gone. And I said, but I want it. You know, it was just one of the most beautiful sunsets I've seen in a long time, and I now realize why. I mean, here it is, the sun setting in a new moon, and the whole thing about Leo is looking at things differently and seeing the beauty and letting that beauty stand out. Am I right with this? I mean, this is just kind of what my understanding is of it. And really looking at your life and painting it in a way, like when you were saying to Yvette, take a poster board and put pictures. I'm like the queen of treasure maps and vision boards. I love it. And I do one, I always do my vision boards once a year with the 9 areas of my life, and I have them for probably the last 8 or 10 years. And so, but now what you were saying with, and Yvette, I hope you're still listening, this works wonderfully to just take an area of your life. You don't have to do all 9 areas like in feng shui, but you can take one area. And if you literally take pictures of what you want and see, it's interesting. I remember one time I was at Beatrix's house, and, you know, we were sitting out, this was down when she lived in Sedona, and there was another friend sitting out on the balcony. And I said, wow, I said, can you believe it? I said, the last 3 couples that walked by were all holding hands and, like, just looking at each other just, like, so lovingly. And she goes, what 3 couples? I said, well, while we were sitting here, 3 different couples just walked by. She goes, I didn't see any couples. And it was like, I remember thinking, wow, this is just where my mind is. So, Yvette, if you take pictures and words that are symbolic of what it is that you're wanting to manifest, it will literally come to you, and you'll start noticing other people. And when I noticed these 3 couples, I was like, oh, my gosh, look how loving and adoring they are to each other, which is what I wanted, you know. And so when you start focusing on it, it just literally starts to come to you. And, you know, this energy of this new moon, I mean, Suzanne, what other things? I know, let me tell you about her book. In the book, each new moon has what it means, what part of the body it rules. It has different manifesting ideas, different things to kind of kickstart you, you know, into looking at what this energy can help you create in your life. And then, of course, you can do your own, but it just gives you some wonderful manifesting ideas that, you know, are really in sync with the new moon. Then there's the Leo Manifesting Goddess, which talks about how to create this. And then there's an altar creation, so that if you want to set up an altar, you can do colors, numerology, a tarot card, gemstones, plant remedies, fragrances, and then there's a Leo prayer, there's Leo affirmations. I mean, this book is, I love this book. And, you know, when the fires were happening in San Diego last year, what did Beatrix pack in her car? She packed her computer, she packed all of her moon books, and she packed her jewelry. Is that not hysterical? I mean, and I just said, you know what, Beatrix, I remember when she got her first computer, I said, I can see you doing this, because this is so important to her. And, you know, the two of you really have created an amazing book this year. Okay, I don't know either. Nate?
Yes?
Do you hear that background noise?
Yes.
What do we need to do?
It's the speakers from my microphone. I just want to let you know I got another caller if you're ready.
Okay, but we will take another call in just a moment. But, Suzanne, if you would be kind enough to just kind of explain overall anything else with New Moon that people can do to really work with this energy of this moon.
The best thing is taking the time. You mentioned the magic word gratitude. Mm-hmm. Yes, gratitude opens the door for being able to manifest. And then take the time to write down in words and make for yourself in pictures, if you at all can, your manifest list, the things that you want to manifest that have to do with the Leo energy. And this is where the Moon Book comes in, because we give you some tips on what those are. But in general, this Leo energy is about love. It's about fun. It's about creativity. So you want to think of those areas in your life and go ahead and get crazy. Make it a Santa Claus list of all the things that that you want to manifest in your life, things that you want more of, things that you don't have that you like. And you can go in other areas, but if you take the time to use the moon book and focus on each phase, by the time the year works its way around, you have covered every area in your life. And we also have the little checklist in the book where you activate all the parts of the chart that that works with completing phrases like I will, and you write that because that's the Leo energy, and then you go to activate the other parts of your chart. So you have the whole thing activated by using those 12 phrases that have to do with each of the energies of the rest of the zodiac, like I use for Capricorn or I know. And if you go through and activate the whole thing, you get a way to check where you are right now, activate everything in the chart, and then begin to bring into form those things that you're ready for in your life. We can all use more love, more fun, more creativity. And this is the time to put that on the list and make it a priority.
Thank you. That's a wonderful way to explain it. Okay, so we will take our caller. So, Nate, what is the caller's name?
Michelle.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Welcome to the call. Okay, so how may we help you tonight?
Well, my question, I don't know how to ask it. I feel like my life is a standstill in my marriage and my everything, like it's just here.
Mm-hmm. So is there a specific question that you have regarding your life?
I don't know what the question would be. I guess this is just the marriage I'm supposed to be in, or is it just something we're going through and it passes, so past, and...
Okay.
Well, when's your birthday, Michelle?
April 12th.
April 12th? And what year?
73.
So if you can talk to her, Cindy, I'll just look at a quick chart here and see
okay.
if I can give Michelle some tips.
Okay, so...
Where were you born, by the way, Michelle?
In Texas.
Okay.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is patience is warranted here. You're not really wanting out of the marriage, but what you're wanting is to do it in a different way. And even your words were, it just feels stuck. It just feels like, you know, is this all it's going to be? And where you've got some energy, and especially with this new moon, this is perfect that you're calling. You have some fiery energy, and you're ready to get going again. What I hear is ready, set, go. Just get ready. But it's not a matter of is it the right marriage, is it the right any of that. It just feels like you have this inner urging telling you to keep charging ahead. Don't take status quo. Don't even the stuckness, it's almost like you had to be stopped. And I almost see like a stop sign in front of your face. And that's how you felt, like, good grief, like, why? Where am I supposed to go next? And where you're supposed to go next is to be more powerful. And you've kind of held some of your power back. You've almost, like, taken a back seat to your life for a while. And I don't know what you were learning while you were in this back seat, but it's whatever.
I don't either.
Well, but it's like you're ready to get going again. And
yeah,
you're in Aries,
uh-huh.
And Aries is a fire sign anyway. And, you know, Aries will plod along for a while, but they're not going to stay there long because that's just not the nature of who you are. But what I'm hearing is be bold. You're also sexually bored. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to go into details on the air. But I see it. And it's like a seven-year itch. But, you know, you can stay within this marriage and shift the energy. I don't see you leaving the marriage. Now, we'll see what shows up on your chart. But what I do see is there is this urgency to get going. And I don't feel that that's like starting a whole new life separate from what you have, but I feel like you've compromised who you are and you're annoyed with yourself. It's not anyone else.
Uh-huh.
Does that feel right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Suzanne, are you ready to kind of share what you're seeing, or do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that. You know, one of the things is that this, it's interesting to look. I just kind of quickly did a quick look at Michelle's chart for April 12th and 73. And one of the things that Michelle has in her chart is she has a great relationship between the sun and the moon in her chart. Her sun's in Aries, as you said, but her moon is in Leo, honey, you got a Leo moon. So you're a very fiery person, and whoever your partner is in life has to be pretty exciting to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to you in a lot of ways to keep the excitement going. Now, this grand cross that's happening is going to be affecting you pretty strongly because it's hitting some places in your personal chart, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that's going to be happening to you is you're going to be feeling a whole lot of pressure that makes you want to give ultimatums, this or that. If I don't have this, you've got to give me that. That's going to be thinking black and white, that's going to be thinking in or out, that's going to be thinking yes or no. And it's going to be important for you to understand that that's an impulse that's coming to you in order for you to sort out what you want to do with your energy. Aries is a very energetic planet, or it's a very energetic sign. You have a lot of energy. It's a fire sign. Your moon's in fire. You have a tremendous amount of energy. It's important for you then to manage it and master it. And right now, there's a tendency to get distracted with this kind of ultimatum thing of wanting to have somebody, something be different than what it is instead of doing the hard work that's going to be looking at yourself and your energy and what you want to do with your life. Does that make some sense?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, and you know, it's okay for you to be powerful too. I mean, you know, to have a moon, which is your emotional body in Leo, and your sun sign, Aries, I mean, to have that much fire, it's going to be, you're going to make decisions quickly. You're going to want to, you know, this impatience thing, that's why I'm probably hearing ready, set, go. But it's not a matter of, it's an internal dialogue, and it's getting in touch with what you want. And on some level, I just keep coming back to this thing, you feel like you've compromised yourself. And and if that is the case, okay, so be it. But this is a new moon, and this is a good time to say, okay, how can I love myself and nourish myself in ways that are better? How can I let myself shine and speak my truth and come from love and have more fun? And you know, really, Suzanne hit it with, you know, it's up to you. With that much fire, if you want to go listen to an outside concert, or you want to go you say to your partner, hey, listen, you know, there's this concert this Thursday night. Let's go listen to it. Oh, it's hot, blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. If you don't want to go, then I'm going to go with Mary. You know, I just thought I'd give you first shot. You know, so it's not like you're leaving him behind, but it's a matter of you're going to have to communicate probably a little more than the average person about what it is that you want, because you're very dynamic, very strong, and there's nothing wrong with speaking what you want is, you know, when you're coming from love.
Yeah, and he's a Leo. Now he's talking about Leo. He's a Leo, so it's just...
that's perfect, actually.
It is, actually.
Well, since you have a Leo moon and he has a Leo sun, the likelihood that he gets you is pretty strong, but it would be really hard for you to get out of that relationship because you might feel a little bit intimidated by the fact that he kind of has an inside into your internal world, parts of yourself that you don't even know about. He can kind of get to move around.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so it might feel in some ways like he's controlling you, or that he's controlling.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has that kind of wiring that he knows what's going on in your unconscious a little more than you do. You're kind of action-oriented, and he's somehow, you might feel like he's slowing you down as being the Leo, because he's got that connection to the very feminine part of you. And sometimes it doesn't feel feminine to us, to women, to be powerful. And I want you to give yourself complete permission to be powerful as a woman. And if you're trying to defer to him to be powerful, he could actually feel that as quite a bit of pressure from you. Let yourself be as powerful as you are. And the fact that he has some insight into what's going on in your inner self, does that intimidate you a little bit?
Yeah, I guess. Cause I'm what know what you're saying. Like he'll know what I'm thinking or know.
Yeah.
You can't have a secret, can you? Yeah, I'm like, how do you know? Nobody know. I mean, it has to be something personal that I'm thinking. Nobody, you know. And he would. I'm like, how do you? And I don't say that to him, but he'll know something. And I'm like, how does he know? He says, because I know you're really good.
You know? And he does. And he really does. It's going to take someone strong to be with someone with your strength and your dynamic personality. And there's, you know, I mean, part of that is, just feel, Suzanne, just tell me, doesn't it feel a little more like a little bit of like Scorpio energy? Like, oh my God, he's inside me. And Scorpios don't like
exactly.
it. But, you know, you've got this whole thing with your sexuality, and you're hiding out. I'm telling you, I'm not going to go into details because you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go into details. You already know it. And
mm-hmm.
this, you could take advantage of this to both of your benefits and really strengthen your marriage. That's all I'm going to say. Like, if you wanted to take
okay.
a tantra class,
okay.
or you wanted to say, okay, we're going to learn what a yoni and a lingam are. I mean, I'm
yeah.
telling you, you could go online if you don't want to go take a formal class, and you could learn a whole lot. And this whole marriage could go into a whole new phase. And I'm not talking about just about sexuality, but it's really about the intimacy, about knowing each other. And, you know, this is the perfect time, you know, to, you know, the heart is all about intimate expression. And, you know, the Leo whole thing is about let's let ourselves shine and have some fun here. And, you know, I mean, that's why I think I heard the 7-year itch. It's like you're just going through a little phase and you're thinking, okay, is it him? Is it me? Is it us? Is it this? Is it that? You're just getting ready to get going and get going again. And the more you open your heart to this man and know he's reading your mind anyway, so and you can even play with that. Just play with
mm-hmm,
it.
Right.
But don't be afraid of being a strong, powerful woman. I mean, look up Goddess Athena and embrace her. You can be soft and feminine and strong all at one time because I just see Goddess Athena all around you right now.
Okay.
All right?
All righty then. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so do we have any other callers with questions at this point, Nate?
Not at this time.
Okay, so we will keep chatting. Okay, so if someone were to want to do an altar, Suzanne, I know the colors are real deep, rich colors of royal blue, orange, and like purple. So I guess this is like kings and people who are seen and, you know, that it almost feels like the colors in feng shui, which are the wealth corner is purple, red, and blue. But in this case, the orange is from the sun and the fire energy, I'm assuming.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And those citrine is a wonderful stone also. That wonderful sun color of citrine is great for your altar as well. And it's royal colors. I mean, this is the king of the zodiac. This is the Leo is the ruler, is the sun, is that shining part. It can be over the top, generous and flamboyant. So when you make this altar, you know, sparkles are good on there, shiny stuff, goldy stuff. This is really a time to make something fun and regal and rich and wonderful. And if you have kids, put your children in this too, because this is the house. The Leo sign rules children and our relationship with our children, and also letting the child in ourselves come forward. And this is why fun and creativity are so much a part of it.
Okay, so Suzanne, you said 2011 is going to be better.
Yeah, about this time next year it starts. We get into we've had the Grand Cross, the Grand Square, and about this time next summer we get into a long-lasting trine, a grand trine that's between Pluto up in Capricorn, Jupiter in the house of money in Taurus,
ooh,
and then an array of planets that start moving through to make the third part of the triangle in Virgo. So we get Mars in there, we get Venus in there, we get Mercury in there, all making this fabulous trine. So next year, by the summer, I mean, the economy is going to start getting better. Things are going to be able to manifest better. Businesses, it really starts looking like the breakthrough begins to happen.
Mm-hmm. And it's a four-year versus a 3-year.
Yes, it's really a great year to be building some structure and making things happen, reinvesting in your life. This would be a great time to form a company, make a marriage, which is a corporation in a sense. It's going to be a really terrific year for starting things. It'll take about halfway through the year. We've still got some challenges to get through, but when this breakthrough starts happening, everybody's going to be really feeling it in a big way.
Okay, so and, Suzanne, what you I know you do so many different things, but if someone were to want their chart done by you, what would that look like, and how would they contact you?
They could send me an email to Suzanne at SuzanneLennox.com, and that's Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N, at SuzanneLennox.com. My way of doing a chart is I'm also a licensed marriage and family therapist. So I started doing astrology when I was about 19, and that was a very long time ago. And I really look at it as a way of understanding what's going on with you and how to make the most of this equation that's your chart, that's your life. So I would take someone's name, their birth information, where they were born, the time they were born, the year they were born, and construct a chart. And then I'd want to have some, I could do FaceTime with them either on Skype or on the phone, in which we would talk about their chart and how to use it to best make their life work and be happier.
Wonderful. So you really come at it from a lot of different angles. And I mean, that just sounds. And then, do you tape it, or do you?
I do.
Do it. Okay. And then, do you do a printout of the information around the general astrology of their birth date, or?
I do some, but I really count on the on what comes across when I'm working with them, because what happens is we both get into the energy of the chart, and then it's a combination of intuition working and what the relationships within the chart are saying. Because any of these angles, any of these planetary relationships can be taken a lot of ways. So I take some time to really tune into the person and try and make it something that's specific to them rather than something that's just based on, well, the sun in Virgo and the moon in Aquarius mean this. I also want to have a connection with the person to get a sense of what it's saying about them and how it works with the other parts of the chart dynamically.
Okay, perfect. And so Suzanne Lennox is S-U-Z-A-N-N-L-E-N-N-O-X.
That's right.
So Suzanne at SuzanneLennox.com. And then I am Cindy Meyer. I am your host this evening, and this is my weekly show. And if you would like us to send you a reminder of the show, you can go to the Spirit Seeker Facebook page. Just do a search for Spirit Seeker, and you'll find the Spirit Seeker group. Or you can find the Cindy Meyer Facebook group, which and I send to both. It's C-Y-N-D-E-M-E-Y-E-R. And if you would like to just be on our email list, we do not sell it. We do take advertisers on that list, but we never divulge our list to anyone. So it is sacrosanct. And you can email me at info@spiritseeker.com. Now, I do readings and feng shui consultations over the phone for people all over the country and into Canada and sometimes Europe as well. And I love working with people. And next week, the whole show will be all on feng shui, because, you know, feng shui really, you know, with the new moon, full moon, releasing, inviting in, and staying current with your life and loving it, using it, love it, use it, lose it, which is basically what you're doing when you're working with new moon, full moon intention. This doesn't work for me anymore. This thought system is antiquated. This is not who I am today. This is what I want to bring into my life. And so feng shui is the perfect match vibrationally to a lot of what we've been talking about tonight. And so call in with your questions, and you can email me your questions ahead of time. You know, in case you can't be on the air, I will address it. All of these shows are archived, so if you found this call to be helpful tonight and there's someone that you're like, oh my gosh, you know, I wish fellow Leo person, you know, or whatever could have heard this, then by all means just send them to the Blog Talk site, which is blogtalkradio.com /CindyMeyer, which is CindyMeyer. And, you know, you can listen to it any hour of the day or night. And, you know, Blog Talk is really a virtual blog of all of the different radio shows. And the more you listen, the more you sign in as a friend of Cindy Meyer, it just helps increase the ratings. And the more we increase the ratings, the more people we reach with the wonderful guests. So I really want to thank Suzanne. Beatrix was originally supposed to be on, so some of you that, you know, thought that. But, you know, she just became a grandmother, you know, last night. And she's the one who suggested Suzanne for tonight. And, Suzanne, I know you've had a busy day, so I really want to thank you for, you know, taking the time and effort and energy to join us tonight. And, you know, I've known Beatrix has been, you know, singing praises about you for a long time. And so, and then this year's book, I just think is one of the best that has ever been put out. So I'm just really, it's a delight to have you on tonight. And thanks for explaining that about the new moon. I didn't realize we had until Friday to do that. So I'm doing mine tonight. Okay.
Well, thank
you.
Thank you so much, Cindy. And also people can go to Living by the Light of the Moon on Facebook. And we have a group there that talks about the moon.
How many people do you have in that group now? It's like thousands.
am I
right?
It's bigger all the time.
I know. It's like, so with that, why don't you, I know, Nate, I know we're like right at 8 o'clock, so we'll be off in a second, but Living by the Light of the Moon, they just go there and then they join that group, and then you actually have a Facebook group that you facilitate, am I right, around that each month?
That's right, and they can ask the questions, and I tell them what phase of the moon we're in and what you do in that phase of the moon, and people put in what they're doing and some of their questions, and it's really a lot of fun.
Okay.
So I encourage anyone to go ahead and join the group. It's great.
Yeah, I mean,
and thank
you know,
you so much.
Knowledge is king. Knowledge is king. And right now, use this Leo energy to really have more fun. And it's like, you know, people will, I get it. Sometimes people are like, what the heck? You know, what do you mean, new moon, full moon? I'm like, oh, my. I've been in groups for so many years. It's so powerful. It just really is. Yes. And I love the name, Living by the Light of the Moon. I mean, that's just perfect. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. Suzanne, thank you so much. And may you all shine like the sunflower and have some fun. All right. Okay, good night.